Thank you for calling XCO. This is Tyler speaking. How may I assist you today?
Tyler?
Yes.
All right. How you doing? This is Ed Woods. I work for Invitation Homes. I ordered a cooktop to be installed last week or two ago now. It's been a while, about a week and a half or two anyway. The cooktop was delivered but not installed, so I just want to check up on, see. It was kind of misleading. I thought it'd be installed the day it was delivered, so I just want to check up on that.
Okay, is the number that you're calling from the number that's associated with the account?
What do you mean by account? The number I ordered the cooktop through?
Yes.
I don't know if I used my work number or his number. I don't know where, I don't know. How else can we look this up?
Okay, I can try you by the number that you're calling from.
Okay, I usually don't give Home Depot my phone number. I give it the customer's phone number. So no, it'd probably be through the customer's phone number.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I got the receipt here, but I don't see any phone numbers anywhere.
Does the receipt have the order number?
I got the order number. The H number is H0255-232289. And it should be a GE cooktop.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment.
No problem. Yeah, resident's been with us too for a couple of weeks. So when it got delivered yesterday, not installed, they called pretty quick.
Okay. May I ask, where was the product ordered from?
Where did I order this? From Home Depot. Here, I'll do my Home Depot installs. But what specifically one? Right here, Sarasota, Cattleman Road.
Okay. You don't have another order number, do you?
Another order number? No, that's right on the receipt. Let me see. Let me look. See if there's another order number somewhere. Well, let me go right to the receipt.
Okay,
the receipt has the H0255-232289 also.
May I have that number again, please?
Yeah, H as in Harry, 0255-232289. 232289. That's the order ID number.
Okay, I didn't find anything with that number.
Right,
what
well,
about using
what
the
else?
Customer's phone number?
All right, customer's phone number 631-942-3845.
Okay,
John Austin. Yep. Looks like Home Depot guy didn't do his. Starting to look like he didn't have the. You still there?
Yes. Is this for John Austin?
Yep. That's the customer. That's the resident's name, correct?
Okay. Give me just a moment.
8002 Snowy Egret. Correct. That's the address.
Okay. In Brandon, Florida.
Bradenton. Yep, correct.
Yes. Okay, it looks like we're ready to go ahead and get them scheduled for their electric cooktop drop-in in their appliance hallway.
Correct. That's what I paid for the installation, and they always take the old one away. So, all right. So when is it scheduled for? That's what I was calling for.
Okay, I will have to get this order unlocked if you could bear with me for just a moment, okay?
Oh, okay. So it's not been ordered? You're just now ordering the install, or what happened here?
Home Depot does their drop-off first, and once they do the drop-off, they'll then go into the system, and then they'll put it in pending client reschedule, just holding the order ticket until the order is ready for scheduling.
Huh. It's a little bit different. I've ordered several dishwashers and other stuff, and they usually install it the day they deliver it. So this is just a little different, that's all.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment.
Nope, that's all right. As long as we get her going.
Okay.
You're working awful quiet back here. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah, okay. It just was too awful quiet. Usually I hear some typing or something. I don't hear nothing. I was making sure I was still active.
Yes, you're still active. Just bear with me.
All right. No problem.
Just still bear with me.
That's all right. I'm here to see you. I'm just trying to get some more stuff done while I'm listening for you.
The next available date that we have available is going to be June 12th on Friday, next Friday.
Next Friday?
Yes.
All right. Wow. They didn't tell me that. Okay. I'll have to, the guy a little bit higher rank than me, a little bit higher up on the food chain, is going to have to make a decision here. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to have to take your name, extension number, and phone number and all that, and I'll have to have him make the decision. Most likely what I'll do is he'll schedule me before that. This person can't be down another week and a half or two, actually.
Okay.
Right. And Home Depot would just credit me this $120 in, right?
May you repeat that for me, please?
I said Home Depot just credit me this $120 and I already paid for it.
Yes.
Okay, I have to take that up with them. Okay, let me just call this 1-800 number back, extension 490, and just anybody could help me?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And 12th, June 12th. Right. And your name is?
Tyler.
That's right. Thank you for your time and information, and I will call and let you know what's going on.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can help you with for today?
Nope, that'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me XPO. You have a great rest of your day.